The WSU Vancouver Not Ready for Any Time players proudly present
Hansel and Gretel, sucker.
Warning, what you're about to hear contains explicit language and adult content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hey Jim, what will you be drinking tonight?
Oh, you know, the usual. So, what are you doing here so early?
I got called in a few hours early, although I don't think they really needed to. We have two bartenders here plus a waitress, but it's been dead in here ever since I showed up.
So, how have you been passing the time?
Being bored. So glad you showed up, though. You always have the best stories to tell. You got any new ones today?
As a matter of fact, I do. I've been working on a modern version of Hansel and Gretel, but with a twist.
What's the twist?
Well, in my version, Hansel and Gretel are a couple of drug-addicted teenagers who encounter a house made entirely out of drugs by a witch.
What?
Yeah, the witch lures in drug addicts with their house, then kills them and uses their body to make magical meth that she snorts to stay alive.
So how would that work then?
Well, I'll tell you. It had now been 3 mornings since the kids were kicked out of their father's house. They woke up, and just like every other day, started walking through the endless alleyways and side streets of their concrete jungle.
Yo, dog, we gotta get a fix soon. I'm starting to feel all itchy.
Yeah, me too, bro. I need me a fattier and some grub. I was hungry as hell.
A little ahead of them, they spotted a man singing to himself. When they got closer, it was clear as he's high as hell, beatboxing to his own tune.
Check this fool, G. He's high as hell.
Hell yeah, he is. We should ask him if he's got a hookup.
Yo, Holmes, you got a sec?
As soon as the man heard Hansel, he took off running.
Yo, we just wanted to talk.
Let's follow him.
Hansel and Gretel gave chase. The man led them to a house. The house looked broken down as though it should be condemned. But somebody definitely lived there because they had a barbecue smoking on the front porch.
I'm hella hungry.
Me too, bro. We should go snack some of their BBQ.
I'm down, G.
As the two approached, they noticed the ground was littered with broken pipes and dirty syringes, and the house itself seemed to be completely made of marijuana and meth.
Holy crap! This house is made of drugs!
No way. You're effing right.
Let's get busy on this. I need me to fix something fierce, and I'm gonna smoke this roof shingle. You start on those plants.
They went on smoking without a disturbance. Then suddenly, the front door opened. And standing there was a woman old as dirt. She walked out using a pimp cane and sporting a gangsta limp.
Who are you? Oh, children. Who told you about this place? Do come inside and chillax with an old lady for a while. It'll be all right.
She took him by the hand and C walked back into the house. A mean feat, considering she had a limp and all. Delicious food was then served. They ended up eating burgers, sodas, chips, and cookies until they were totally full.
Man, I'm stuffed. What about you, G-Dog?
If yeah, I haven't been the stuff since we dined and dashed over at El Presidente all-you-can-eat buffet. It's too bad all this effing grub is making me come down.
I know, I'm coming down too. All I want to do is pass out.
And as if a magical spell had been cast, Hansel and Gretel passed out. Turns out, that cute little old lady, well, she only pretended to be so kind, but in reality, she was a wicked witch, dog. Now, the thing with witches, you see, is that they have dilated, bloodshot eyes, so they can't see very well, but they make up with it for their keen sense of smell, like a hungry crackhead. Early the next morning before the children awoke, the witch stood over them, gazing at their sickly, pale, gray skin, licking her lips.
Those may be tasty morsels and should make for plenty of 8-balls. I might have to call my homie Lohan over for a party.
The witch snatched Hansel up with her shriveled hands.
Help! Somebody f***ing help me!
Scream all you want, you little punk! No one's gonna save you, not down in my hood!
The witch went back inside, again pimp-slapping Gretel until she woke up.
Get up, you lazy Time for you to cook up some meth for your brother to inject. He is to be head high as a kite, and when he is, I will eat him and snort his bones with my homies. Hansel, lift up your head and let me see if your eyes are glazed over enough.
Which, please. I've had better smacking this down on the waterfront.
What? That's impossible! Everybody knows I have the best shit down! You wait here, you little I'll be right back. Now, Gretel, get your ass up and get me some water. No matter how high your brother is, I will kill him and eat him today.
God damn it. If only the gangsters had killed us in a drive-by, we wouldn't be in this sh**.
You had better shut the hell up with all that noise. You ain't getting no help, no way.
Early the next morning, Gretel had to set up the cauldron. Afterwards, the witch said,
We will bake first. I love to have fresh biscuits with my boy. I have already heated the oven and kneaded the dough. It has cinnamon and crack in it.
The witch then pushed Gretel over to the oven.
Creep in and see if it is preheated enough so we can put in the bread.
Now, once Gretel was to get inside, the witch intended to shut the door and bake her up, eating her too.
I don't know how. I never baked a day in my life.
You stupid little trick. Just stick your head in and see. It is big enough. Look, I can get in myself.
Gretel, sensing her chance, ran up behind the witch.
Take that, you old crusty hag! Hansel, we're free, I killed the witch.
Hansel, being high as a kite, flapped his arms and made bird noises as he left the captivity of his cage.
Hold on, Jim. I have to help that customer out. You'll have to tell me the rest later.
Don't worry, that's pretty much the end anyways.
Man, that was a great story!
Woo-wee!
I sure want to hear another. You got any more?